USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Rescue crews pulled six more bodies from the rubble of the collapsed condo tower in Surfside, Florida, bringing the confirmed death toll to 18. The bodies of two children, ages 10 and 4, were among those pulled out on Wednesday. 145 residents of the building remain unaccounted for. Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine Cava.
Any loss of life, especially given the unexpected, unprecedented nature of this event, is a tragedy. But the loss of our children is too great to bear.
And comedian Bill Cosby has been released from prison after his conviction for sexual assault was overturned by the Pennsylvania Supreme Court. In his decision, the court wrote that Cosby's due process rights were violated when he was prosecuted a decade after a previous prosecutor declined to charge him in exchange for his testimony in a civil proceeding. That testimony was later used against him in his criminal trial. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce Silver Eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Allyn Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem is dispatching 50 members of her state's National Guard to the southern border to help deal with the illegal immigration crisis. The president of the Border Patrol Union says they always welcome any Guard personnel that come to the border. Brandon Judd tells Fox News how Guard troops can help Border Patrol agents in their mission.
Well, they serve as our eyes. Oftentimes, Border Patrol agents are stuck in fixed locations where they're watching cameras or they're on scope trucks. And when we're in those locations, we can't actually be out apprehending people. So the National Guard comes in and they serve as our eyes. They report directly to the Border Patrol. They radio in any traffic that they see, and then we're able to direct our agents to those locations where the illegal activity is taking place. And it's extremely effective. It allows us to put more of our manpower in the field. So we always welcome as many National Guardsmen as we can possibly get.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The House voted Wednesday to create a select committee to investigate the January 6th riot at the Capitol. But critics say the speaker is politicizing that event. Lance Pry has more.
After the January 6th commission was turned down by lawmakers on Capitol Hill, the Democrat Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, is taking the law into her own hands, forming a partisan group with subpoena power, no end date, to become the new and improved January 6th commission. Conservative author Dinesh D'Souza on Fox News points out the false narrative.
I don't think that this can be seen as any kind of genuine investigation or impartial inquiry. I think what's happening is that the Democrats' narrative about January 6th, which they began to put out as the event was occurring, made by Biden himself the worst violent since the Civil War, and as we begin to learn more about January 6th, one after another, these lies are beginning to collapse. The only shot fired was fired by a Capitol Hill police officer into the neck of a Trump supporter. These lies about Brian Sicknick, so they know this, and so their narrative is falling apart, and I think this task force is intended to kind of try to shore up a collapsing building.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And the NCAA has approved a suspension of the amateurism rules allowing athletes in all three divisions to make money from their endorsements and selling the rights to their name, image, and likeness. The NCAA's board of directors making the decision one day before laws in several states go into effect allowing athletes to profit from their name, image, and likeness. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.